me and four other guys were going to rip up 100 sheets of acid and listen to Led Zeppelin 2 and fucking see the devil. And we robbed a beer truck. We were snorting fucking crystal THC. We were going fucking deep into the murky waters.
Welcome to This Is Not Happening. I'm your host, Roy Wood Jr., and I just read this whole book.
It's
not even true. Facebook was my idea.
No way.
Zuckerberg cut me out. He's lost. Honestly, the word prodigy loses all meaning after a while. I got Grammys. This episode is all about lies.
This podcast is called The Church of What's Happening Now. Buckle up for Joey Coco Diaz.
The last time I saw you motherfuckers, I talked about getting thrown out of Catholic school and shit, and I beat up the nun, so I'm going to tell you what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened after that shit, right? So I got thrown out of Catholic school after the fifth grade year, so now I'm in the sixth grade, and I got to go back to this town called North Bergen, where I'm from, in Jersey, and I got to go to a school named McKinley, and my mom was single now. My stepdad and her had broken up, so I lived the whole summer. My mom goes, listen, here's the fucking new rules at the house. I'm not fucking with you this year. I don't have time in the morning to wake up and make you breakfast. I don't have time to wash your fucking clothes. I'm running a business. I got two businesses, so you're on your own. The first time you fuck up, I'm putting you in military school in Miami with your cousins. You got to salute people and run with a rifle and shit. And I'm like, fuck it. I promise you I won't fuck up. So the whole sixth grade year, I was by the book. I fucking did my own laundry. I made my own breakfast. And I would go to work in her bar in the afternoon. I would go to karate. I got A's. But then something fucked up happened in the seventh grade. I fell in love. I fell in love with the skinny chick, flat-chested, the whole fucking thing. But there was no sex involved. We were just dry humping like motherfuckers. We would go home every day and dry hump to death, like two album sides. Like that was the minimum. Like two album sides. I would fuck up a zipper every day. Like every day, I'd dry hump my way either her past her zipper or my zipper. There was no tits. There was no fingering. There was nothing. It was just straight on fucking dry humping. I fell in love. I got fucking consumed by dry humping. I stopped going to karate. I stopped going to fucking basketball. I stopped doing homework. And then she told me in February that if it all works out, at the end of the summer, we're going to have sex. Who the fuck could focus when you're going to have sex the summer of your seventh grade? I was going to have fucking sex. I was fired up. And then in June, she goes, you know what? I changed my mind. I want to keep my virginity till the eighth grade. I'm like, fuck. So I, by that time, I was getting D's. Like, I had just flunked out of fucking school, and I had to go to summer school. Like, the dry humping had overpowered me. So I had to go to summer school, and I couldn't even focus in summer school. I would go to one class, then go to a house, and we'd dry hump again. And I failed out of fucking summer school, and then we had to break up. So here I was, fucking heartbroken, and I got left back. So I got left back for being a dumb fuck. She dumped me, and now I got dick in the seventh grade. So I couldn't tell my mom, guys, that I got left back. Like, I had this trust thing going on with my mom that I didn't break her balls, and she didn't break mine. I was by the book, so if I told I got left back, all that shit would change, and she would be monitoring me and shit. So I never told her I got left back. And 3 months became 6 months, and 6 months became 9 months, I would forge every fucking report card. I had this girl that was tremendous with forging, and she'd get me B pluses and A's, and she changed a 7 to an 8, and I just kept doing it, and the first year went by. Then the eighth grade, she's like, when are you going to graduate? And I'm like, this year. But fucking it snowed a ton that year. It was the year of snow, so we didn't have to graduate till January 30th, but I had already signed up for a basketball camp. So I'm like, there's no graduation. I'm going to a basketball camp and shit. So that was the end of that. So she didn't know. Freshman year, she had no fucking idea. Every letter that came home, I intercepted. Guys, I feel really bad about this. I feel fucking terrible about even saying this fucking story. I never fucking told her. Okay, and I knew she was not gonna find out. Like, I just had this fucking feeling inside of me that she was not gonna find out. So I went on with my life. I went to high school. My mom had a bad habit. My mom owned a bar. And every night at 3 in the morning, the bar closed in Jersey. And she would come home, and she would bring me home like a BLT from the four-star diner, or chicken chow mein from the New Moon Chinese restaurant or something, or a Cuban sandwich from Hernandez. And she had a bad habit. She'd wake me up at 3:30, 3:20 every fucking night. Jose Antonio! Jose Antonio! That's my slave name, Jose Antonio. You guys call me Joey. She called me Jose Antonio. That's my real name. And I would come down, and she'd feed me, or she'd come up to my room, wake me up at 3:20, 3:30, and tell me about her day, and then she'd have her nightcap. She'd have like a Heineken or a vodka tonic, and while she was telling me about this motherfucker was a scumbag and this guy, fuck him, she would empty her bra from the cash, from the bookmaking operation and the number and the bar, and she would put the 50s with the 50s, the 20s, and she'd be telling me all this shit. And then at the end of the conversation, she'd go in her bra again, and she'd take out a little aluminum foil, and she'd do the last blast of coke of the day, and it was usually a little rock. And Cubans don't do it like you guys. Oh, my God, I have this nail. Fuck no. They just take that rock and put it in their fucking nose and just leave their finger in there till the coke rock melts and shit. And she would talk to me with a finger in her nose for like 4 minutes and shit. And then she'd tell me, I love you. You're going to grow up to be somebody. And I'd fucking go, whatever, go to sleep. And so now it's sophomore year. She still doesn't know I got left back, right? So it's November. It's the second week of November, and it's New Jersey has like a school week where the teachers get together, so you only have school Monday and Wednesday. Big party week, bitches. Big party week. So Monday we're going to get like light acid, maybe snort a couple lines of angel dust, and rob a case of beer, and then not go to school Tuesday. But Wednesday was the big night. Me and four other guys were going to rip up 100 sheets of acid and listen to Led Zeppelin 2 and fucking see the devil. And we robbed a beer truck. We were snorting fucking crystal THC. We were going fucking deep into the murky waters, right? So Monday I got a little fucked up, and Tuesday I play with my buddies. Then Wednesday I go back to school. But Wednesday night we're on fire. We got to meet by Nick's Pizza, this little Greek guy that said he was Italian. He would make pizzas and shit. He was all, Nick was all right. You know, Nick was all right. He would always buy hot rings from us and shit, and I'd steal them back. He was a good dude, Nick. Then he'd look at me and he'd go, speak, I've seen this ring before. And he would look at it and shit, because I would rob the ring from him when I went to the bathroom. Anyway, that's a different fucking story. So we had a meet by Nick's Pizzeria, and we went up there, and we had 100 hits of acid. But before I left that night, my mom called. And she goes, hey, man, I'm not feeling good, so I'll be home early. I'm like, yes. So then when she gets home that night, she didn't have the bar anymore, but she would still go to Roosevelt Track, and that ends at 12, so she would get home by 1. But this night she called me. She goes, I'm not going to Roosevelt tonight. I'm just going to go straight home because I'm not feeling well. I'm like, perfect. I get home by 2. I'm fucked up. Nobody wakes me up. Nobody breaks my balls in the middle of the night. I can trip freely, because when you're tripping and your mom wakes up, that fucks up the whole trip right there. Like, if you're tripping on ass and she asks you a question, do you ever, you just fuck up. So I left. I went out. I go, perfect. She's going to be out fucking early. I could stay out all night. We did the acid. We had the fucking beer. And then the cops came to our party behind the high school, and they ruined everything. So we started running. And then the acid was hitting me, and I'm fucked up. And I hooked up with this girl. She's like, run this way. And we hid behind this little mosquito hut, like where you go when the mosquitoes are out in the summer. And she's like, you want to make out? We started making out, and I sucked her tits a little bit, and she had really big tits. So the acid fucked me up. Her tits were even bigger on the acid. So I'm like, I don't want to suck your tits no more. And I just ran out of there. I just ran out of there. She's like, where are you going? Holding on to a tit. Where are you going? I just ran the fuck out of there, and I ended up like fucking by the high school, and I didn't know what time it was. I was fucked up, and I just said, let me just go home. So as I get home, I see the lights in my house on, and I go to the door, and I open it, and I walk in, and my mom's not fucking home. I'm like, fuck. So I go to my bedroom, and I put the hall light on because I was scared of ghosts. So I left the hall. I am. I'm fucking petrified of ghosts. I left the hall light on just so I was scared, and I would look at the thing, and I went into like an acid haze, and I eventually fell asleep. And, you know, the TV was on, and you're tripping on acid, and you're sleeping. And then I got up like at 3, and I looked at the door, and the light was still on. And then I went back into my acid haze, and I heard her calling me. Jose Antonio, Jose Antonio. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going downstairs. I'm not hungry. The acid, you know, I'm not hungry. So why am I going to go downstairs? She's going to see that my eyes are dilated. Fuck it. So she called my name a few more times, and I just played possum. And then I went back to sleep. And then I got up again a little while later, and the hallway light was off. So I said, it's safe. Let me go out there and piss. So I went out to my bathroom. I went to piss. When I went to piss, I seen her door was still open. And I'm like, fuck, I got to face her now because she's going to hear that I went to the bathroom. I go, fuck it, let me go downstairs. I heard the water on, like she was washing dishes or some shit. And I walked down the stairs real slowly. And when I went around the kitchen, I looked into the kitchen. I didn't see her by the dishes. But when I looked down, she was on the floor dead. Her arm was purple. And I went over to her and I touched her pulse. And I said, I fucking knew she would never find out I got left back. You think I'm fucking kidding you? That's the first thing that came to my mind with my mother on the floor. I'm like, she never found out I got left back. I fucking knew it. Then I dialed 911 and I started crying like a pussy. That's a true fucking story. And that's why I don't lie today. That's the reason why I don't tell a lie today. Because I learned a valuable lesson. I lied and I spun like a Bernie Madoff type thing. Like for 4 years, it was like a fucking Wizard of Lies. And it was my mother. And when I found her dead, she never found out I got left back. But that's the reason why I don't lie. That's my fucking story. Thank you.
Joey Diaz, everybody.